You're about to listen to the newest family member of SeavillePodcast.com. It's Dr. Tripp Stewart from Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital here in Charlottesville. Dr. Tripp Stewart will give you tips and information you need that can help for your pet safety. Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital is open 365 days a year, including 24-hour coverage on all major holidays.
Hello, this is Tripp Stewart from Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital with another podcast that I hope you guys find entertaining and educational. Today I want to talk about canine distemper. A lot of people come in the office when their dogs are angry or bite someone and say, they've got distemper, they're angry, they bit someone. That is not distemper. That's just an angry dog. Distemper is a virus, a specific disease. It has nothing to do with angriness or temper or whatever you want to think it is. It's a virus that is extremely serious. It attacks the immune system of these dogs, and it's spread from dog to dog in fluids, respiratory fluids, coughing, sneezing, phlegm, maybe even urine. And it's extremely important because we can vaccinate for it. All unvaccinated animals are susceptible for the virus, but puppies are more susceptible than adult dogs, certainly. And the amazing thing about this virus is it can be shed for as long as 90 days after the dog has it. So this dog that has distemper in your neighborhood can be coughing and spitting and shedding the virus for months. And so all the dogs that are unvaccinated that go anywhere near this dog are certainly susceptible. The symptoms of distemper, things you should look for, are upper respiratory disease symptoms like sneezing and coughing and pneumonia. As we talked about, that's how they spread the disease. But vomiting and diarrhea can be part of it. And then any other signs that are neurologic, twitching, seizures, blindness, this funny chewing gum fits. So the disease can mimic a whole bunch of other diseases like kennel cough, which is fairly mild, parvo, which we've talked about here, which is serious, or other neurologic diseases, toxins. So it's kind of a chameleon in that sense, and you don't always look for it right away. Nice thing about the virus is not particularly hardy in the environment, so when that dog does cough or sneeze around, if you get a really hot day or a really cold day, the virus is not going to last very long, and it's easily killed by disinfectants. So that's a good thing about it. But the bad things about distemper is it has about a 50% mortality rate. That means one in every two dogs that gets it, despite whatever we do, is going to die. And that's pretty sad. I mean, we've got a lot of good treatments out there for symptomatic treatments, to support treatments, but one out of every two dogs is still going to die. There's no cure, just supportive care, intense fluids, anti-nausea drugs, and then especially isolation, because you don't want this dog to be exposing any other dog's distemper. But the big point about distemper, I know this is probably a short podcast, is prevention, prevention, and prevention. Vaccination. Vaccination is how you prevent distemper. When your dog goes to the vet and gets its vaccines, we've talked about parvo here, now we're talking about distemper, those vaccines are really important. They are not just a moneymaker for vets. They are not just something to do. They're not just a reason to go to the office. They're very important. Immunity for distemper is also not necessarily lifelong. That's why you repeat these vaccines. No one really knows for sure how long your specific dog is going to be immunized from those vaccines. So we set up a vaccine protocol with our vets where we get vaccinated usually every year just to make sure, but some vets do every 2 years. When you're puppies, we usually do 6 weeks, 9 weeks, 12 weeks, or some variant of that, and you need three vaccines to be secure. But I want to make sure to stress that distemper is a disease we see in Charlottesville quite often. Summertime, we see it with dogs that are unvaccinated. We see it with puppies. We see it with old dogs that have lapsed for years and years on their vaccines. And at a 50% mortality rate, it's a disease we don't really mess around with. So this was a short but sweet podcast on distemper. And it's a question that came up in the office when an angry dog came in and the guy thought it had distemper. But it's not just bad temper. It's a truly defined disease. Again, this is Tripp Stewart from Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital. You can visit us on the website, www.greenbrier-emergency.com, for more podcasts and information. Thanks.